Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I have a couple things I want to say. As we just finished on Monday's show, and in my Insta story, I was in the back of a car. I was driving from my house to the airport, and I was with Nikki Glaser, who's a comedian, and we were on Dancing with the Stars together, and she was in town doing some comedy, and so her and I are friends, and I was like, hey, come to the house, we'll do a podcast. And as I was going to the airport, I was like, I'll just drop you off at your hotel. We're going that way anyway. So we're in the back of the car, and we're driving over, and it looks like I have a nose piercing or something in one of my Insta stories, and I don't. It's just that I get so many questions about that. Hey, ask me five questions.
Yeah.
I don't have a nose. My nose is not pierced.
Oh, maybe you just had a piece of glitter or something?
I don't even have glitter on my face, Amy. Let's relax with that, too. No glitter. No nose piercing.
How it looked?
It kinda.
Should you get one? Yeah.
Well, I was a little nervous. I got my belly button pierced anyway. I just wanted to get slowly.
Oh my.
So there's no nose piercing. Amy was in DC talking about adoption at a speech. I'm still in California doing American Idol. Well, we're all just kind of moving around all over the place right now, but glad that you can come back with us. And word of mouth is the best thing for our show. So if you don't mind telling people about the show, even the post-show, pre-show, that would be cool. So,
which, speaking of just people talking and word of mouth, at the gala, I was surprised how many people, even like older people that I probably didn't think would listen to the show, like professional business people, like Paul, like, not, well, one congressman did know, say he knew the show, and I'm like, oh, shout out, what up? But just, you know, not really our demographic, but not that we really have one, was like really impressed with you and your skills on the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, a lot of people saw you. They're like, he's all over the place. Like, how I had no idea he had sports knowledge. And I was like, oh, yeah, he had a sports show. Like, he's really into it. I was like, it's kind of fun to see him do that, too.
Did I do, again, sometimes I get lost in what I say off air and on, which is a good thing for the show because you just know I'm talking. But did I talk about on the air how territorial it was at first when I got over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did a little bit.
On the air where I wasn't one of the sports guys, mm-hmm. So they were like...
Yeah, it was in a post-show, pre-show, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It ended up being much better the second night.
Okay.
Much better. I was just kind of one of the guys-ish there. One, because they realized I knew sports. I was a nerd, sports nerd. And then two, I'm pretty good at that. Like, the going, like, being normal. Because most TV guys are like robots. And not that they are, but just in general. Like, you bring some, most reporters are like, I'm here with action news. And I'm just not. And to my fault sometimes, but also in a good way. But then they were just like, oh, I get it. You can talk sports, but you can also go and talk to people. And like, you just go with the flow. They would just go live with me and fans. And I was like, I don't know if that's wise, guys. We're on the network and they're drunk. And they're like, oh, you'll be fine. Just control it. If someone yells the F word, I can't control it. I can't be like, erase.
Yeah.
But yeah, no F-bombs were dropped. And so I met so many listeners down on the streets. I mean, so many listeners. And I tried to take pictures with everybody, but I couldn't actually stop because we would be going from one location to the other and we'd have 2 minutes. And it's like, get across the street and get set up in 2 minutes. So I'd be like, hey, they're like, can we get a picture? Yeah, walk. We would walk and do selfies. I'd try to walk and do selfies with everybody. But I know Eddie had an incident with somebody who didn't want to take a picture with him at the draft.
Yes, I did. Tiki Barber. He's like,
I was going to say, you don't have to say who they are.
Oh, but, well, I did. Or it could have been his twin, Rondé Barber.
Rondé, yeah. So you saw Tiki Barber.
I saw him and he was getting out of a cab and I go up to him real quick and I said, Tiki, can I take a picture? And he was just like, no, I'm late. And he just kept running.
Oh, okay, and that's what made me think about this. He was late, and I was late at where I was going, but this is what I would do. Is I would say, can I take a picture? And I couldn't stop, and I was like, absolutely. Hey, walk beside me. Do it beside me. And they'd hold their phone up, and I would smile as they're walking. Boom. It takes no time to do that.
That's what
that
I thought.
That being said, I don't think Tiki Barber owes you anything. I don't think anybody owes anybody anything, but it's not bad for you to ask.
It's just like you go from this level of like confidence to, oh, well, that sucked. And you put your head down. You're like, well, I just got denied.
But also, here's the thing. Maybe he was having a bad day. Maybe he didn't like how he looked.
And you know what the first thing I thought, Bones, was like, well, you shouldn't be late.
Oh,
that's the first thing I thought. Like,
sometimes you can't control it because they would tell us, like, you have 2 minutes to get to the other side of Broadway and it's packed and there's almost no way to get over there.
Sorry.
He was just coming for the draft.
Oh, yeah, so he was doing what you were doing, sort of?
He was a former NFL guy. Okay. I'm sure he was giving for some... He wasn't doing it for ABC, but everybody was out there, all networks.
Okay.
Covering it, or some radio, TV. Well, who was he out there with, Eddie, you know?
I think he was doing a radio show. Yeah. He might have a podcast or something that he was doing a part of.
And did you guys ever, your podcast ever get any football players?
No, we didn't get any guests. Although me
all
and,
those players in town, nothing?
Not one. But me and Raymundo had pretty good access. Eventually, we got down there on Friday, and we were basically on the stage, just kind of doing a tour and checking out everything. Pretty cool down there.
That stage cost $15 million to set up.
Ooh. Did you say that on TV?
Nope.
Oh, I thought that was one of your stats.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say it right now, but that's what I heard.
That's cool.
That's a lot.
So, yeah, I had a pretty good weekend. I saw your son scored a goal in soccer, Amy.
He did, and I missed it because I was gone, but that's okay. He's so excited. They had two games back-to-back, and apparently they won, which is crazy because they've never won, and my son scored, so I think the other team might have been really, really bad.
It's all right.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. We'll take whatever we can get because it got them excited about soccer, and I think a win will help do that, you know?
After the draft, as we're thinking about what we did over the weekend, I did go out with Morgan number two for a little while. It was so packed. It was going to take me 45 minutes to get out of where I was. And I was like, you know what? I'll just walk over and see Morgan number two.
Yeah.
Because she was at Jason Aldean's bar, which is kind of her. That's kind of your place, right?
Yeah, definitely my spot.
And so I think she warned me when I got there. She goes, hey, I've been partying all day. Which means she'd been drinking all day.
Nice. I love it. She was trying to warn you. Like I'm
she
not-
was like. She was like, I'm a little drunk.
Heads up.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went and it was pretty nice at first because there weren't a lot of people because they were all watching the draft. Or I think they were charging a cover for a bit because it was so crowded.
Oh,
but
wow.
Then by the middle of the night, it was so just side to side that I just moved out of where Morgan number two was into like a pot. And it was weird because this guy that likes Morgan number two, I guess you guys have been on a date or two.
Yeah.
Was
yeah,
out.
He was there.
And Morgan number two kept like ditching him to hang out with me. And I was like, no, go hang out with him.
But you're my friend. You come first. I know you longer.
Okay, well, so I left.
Is that maybe?
She's right. Bros before.
Wait.
Bros.
Yes.
However.
Whatever. Yeah. So I was like, hey, no, you shouldn't. So I went down and I have no problem just dancing by myself. You know, I was whatever.
You went
and
danced by yourself?
For a while, but then I like...
Well, he's the king ding-a-ling of dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. But people will like record me dancing now, which is weird. They'll be like, oh, there's Bobby dancing with Let's record him dance. So my thing now is to get into the most packed spot on the floor where it's hard to like see. Mm-hmm. And then I dance. And then I was dancing with this girl for like 45 minutes or so.
Nice.
What girl?
Some girl that was just dancing.
Were
there,
you
like,
grinding?
Randomly.
Did you
a
get
little
her
bit.
Name?
Yes, I know her name.
Did you get her Instagram?
I know her Instagram.
Have you DM'd with her?
Yeah, once.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it is what, nothing.
We all
but
spent 45 saying. Minutes dancing.
Yeah,
that's all.
I know. I was in a spot. I had my spot.
Oh, okay. It's just
I had my spot. She was just in the spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. But I had fun. It was good. And then I left and I don't think I had that in me for another couple months, but I got it out of my system. Did people ask you a lot of questions, Morgan, too, about me going out?
Yeah, like, well, they always ask if it's weird, if I'm, like, weird about drinking in front of you, and I don't think it is.
No.
Like, do you think
it's
it
weird
is?
When, no, it's weird when people don't drink in front of me. Like, just live your life, people. Don't worry about me. Just live your, I don't even tell people I don't drink. Just live your life. No, not at all. You need to drink. What else?
And they ask, too, like, what do you drink when you're out? You always have a drink in your hand.
That's
and
right.
And so people are like, what is he drinking?
And the answer is water. For two reasons. One, because I like to stay hydrated. But two, if somebody messes with me, what you do is you throw the water at them. And that, they're like, what's happening? Like, first, they flinch for 1 second, and then you hit them. Like, you think I'm messing around? I've been trained.
In the nuts, right?
No, in the face.
Oh.
Why would you hit in the nuts first? You take the cup, you throw the water, you just, the cup and all. If someone's, like, coming at you, you throw at them, because for one split second, they do the thing where they flinch back with water hitting them in the face.
Uh-huh.
And it's right then when you punch them. And then you get out.
Okay.
I'm not staying around mixing it up. But yeah, I've been training a little bit. Not to fight, but like I'll be okay unless you have a knife. And then I'm just gonna cry. Anything else, Morgan number two, they ask you?
Yeah, they're always like, what is he like in the club? And I would say that like you're dancing with everybody else, but also too, you make notes on your phone for like the show when things happen.
I do that with life.
I do that
just
all
keep
the time.
The notes. Yep.
Let me email myself this.
Got to keep going with that one. I can't email myself stuff because I can't live my life with red dots on my phone, text or emails. I know Amy's the opposite. She must have.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to know my dots right now? Text messages, 197.
Oh!
Emails, 2,720.
I can't have one. So I put them in notes, and I check my notes at the end of every night.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, I mean, I just don't get that. I'm not going to get anxiety over that.
I do. Okay, but I do.
I should go back. Actually, I probably do have a little bit of anxiety about it, but to rid myself of the anxiety, I just ignore it.
There you go. Let's go around there. Amy, what's up? What do you want to promote real quick before we get into the show?
Let's promote my podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown. Really appreciate if you listen. Tomorrow, a Q&A will be going up, a new one. And on Thursday, we'll have another episode. But there's lots for you to listen to.
There is. You can go back many, many episodes.
Many, many.
I'll mention mine. When you finish the show or you stop halfway through, whatever, search BobbyCast. There's a couple, Matt with Parmalee, who talks about someone coming into their RV and just shooting and shoots the drummer and they a gunfight. It's crazy. Also, Nikki Glaser, the comedian who came on, and we know each other well, and that turns into a whole thing. Like when someone really knows me, they just bust my balls and like get stuff out of me, which is good. But she came on. We did Dancing with the Stars together. But yeah, it's good. Eddie, you'll like that one.
Yeah, I like her. I've seen some of her special. You showed me one of her specials, and then I heard her on a radio show. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. So yeah, check that out. And don't forget, Get Real with Caroline Hobby and Tatiana Hauser is on, Randy Hauser's new wife, and that's interesting to hear how they met and how much of a baller Randy Hauser just like jumped in and was like, "Whoa, you're gonna be my girl today." Whoa. All right, here we go with Monday's show. Thank you very much, and away we go. Mother's Day is coming up May 12th. Don't wait until the last minute to buy your mom a gift. That's right, May 12th is Mother's Day. I'm helping you out right now. May 12th. This Mother's Day, don't settle for anything less than the biggest and brightest bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has great deals for your mom, like 24 assorted roses for $24. That's only $1 per rose. And with a bright and beautiful mix of orange, yellow, and pink blooms, these assorted roses are guaranteed to make her smile. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak from Premier Farms and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 24 assorted roses for $24, an amazing offer. But you do have to hurry because it expires Friday. And to order these 24 stunning assorted roses for $24, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. Order today and save. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. Offer expires Friday.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Monday's show. More studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody had a good weekend, had a busy weekend. I finished the NFL draft on Friday night. You know, it's funny, and the difference between country music and any of the other genres is just how accessible everyone is. Meaning, on Friday night, it was rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft, and I was covering it for ABC. And so I'm down on the street, and Tim McGraw's playing a big concert at the end of the night. And they're like, yeah, we didn't get with Tim's team a week ahead of time, so we don't feel like we can actually approach him for an interview. And I'm listening to this going, what? And I'm like, I'll just text them. And they thought that was the craziest thing. So I'm like, yeah, we can go back there in 10 minutes. And so I walk back, do a whole interview. It's like a 2-minute interview around the middle of the network they ran in the draft. And they just thought it was nuts that that could happen. And I was like, you guys don't understand what, like this whole country music thing is like that. Like, what do you need? Can I do it? Yep. All right, come on, let's do it. And then we did it and we walked off and it ran. It's pretty cool. But for me, that's just how this is at this point.
Yeah.
And that's how nice Tim is, too.
Right.
And so, yeah, they were all just floored. How
they're just not used to people being
that nice.
They're
just not used to people. I don't even know if nice
or
is the word.
Available.
Available and a team and just the whole thing.
Like, hey, let's, yeah, I help you, you help me. Like, sure, you got it.
And I was like, well, I know Tim, and if he can, he'll do it. We'll just walk back there with the camera. And they were like, oh, we would never do this in New York or L.A. I'm like, yeah, that's right, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here in Nashville. So, yeah, it was good. I had a good weekend. I'm in California. American Idol last night. I actually come back today, which is nice. So, this day wasn't that long. But I get out here, and I'm telling you, people give phones a bad rap. They're like, everybody's on their phones all the time, looking at Instagram and stories. But I get out here, and I see a girl that I went on some dates with in New York. And she's in Los Angeles. And I was like, oh, she's in. So, I look, and like she's like 5 minutes from where I'm staying. And so I'm like, hey, I'm about to land. And so, like, we hung out a bit Saturday night just because I saw where she happened to be. Phones are the greatest thing in my... The ability to text and Insta story and It's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And everybody hates on it.
Tag your location.
You can just connect so easily all the time.
Yeah.
If that were back in the Wild Wild West, first of all, I'd have had to get on a horse and carriage, and it'd taken me 9 days to get out of here.
Oh, you would have never known.
I'd probably got scarlet fever. I wouldn't have known that she was out. You know, the natives would have been restless.
Mm-hmm.
So, did that. It's been a pretty busy weekend. You want the quote of the day?
Yeah.
This is a good one. Hit me with that, Raymundo.
Quote of the day.
Being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. Going to bed at night, saying we've done something wonderful, that's what matters to me. And that's from Steve Jobs. You know what's interesting, that term, being the richest man in the cemetery? Because when you're dead, nothing, it's anything, any little money or shoes or Amy, you know, what do you have?
Doesn't matter.
Lululemon pants?
Oh, yeah, I do love
none
them.
Of that stuff matters. None of that matters anymore. Yeah. That's from Steve Jobs. I like that one.
And it's kind of... It's ironic because he probably might be one of the richest men in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, it doesn't matter. He can't spend it.
I know.
Once you go away, you're away.
Mm-hmm. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Walking into our studio is our audio producer, Raymundo, who usually sits in the glass room and does the news and edits audio all show long. But so you met this songwriter where?
Through my girlfriend and his wife, and then we hang out at bars, plan songs, go to his patio. He's got a really nice place on the east side. I mean, I hang out with the dude a lot.
And so you decided, you've never been a songwriter.
Right.
You know anything about music, really?
No, I hear songs every day on the radio in the industry.
But I'm saying, like, you don't play an instrument.
Yeah, and I'm tough. It's with the rhyming and stuff and getting thesauruses and stuff like that. It's tough.
So, but you say to him, let's write a song?
Yeah, I mean, he writes them all the time, and I was like, man, what if you and me just started to create something together, maybe get a third guy on this, and then we actually make something that gets played on the radio.
And so you guys wrote a song called...
Baycation.
And why Baycation?
That's the simplest thing to talk about. I have a girlfriend, her name's Bay. We like to go on vacation. I put the two together, and I said, why don't we write a song called Baycation?
And how did he feel?
He was like... I love it.
Okay. And I haven't heard it yet. Who wants to hear it?
Hi.
Okay.
Like, I've been waiting for this for so long.
Me too. I may stop it a little bit and talk about it, but I just, because I didn't want to just play it and have someone tune in and go, what is this? See, okay.
Yeah.
Baycation. Who's the artist?
So it's Eric Dodd, Kelly Bannon in the background, and then me, Raymundo, drops in for a little rap in the middle.
Oh, rap? You're like a little. Okay.
Here we go. Baycation.
That feels good. I know you're jealous of your friends in Cabo, posting up, saying one margarita mas. How about we hit Costco, heard they got a deal, 12-pack of White Claw. We can just chill, V-neck grill, down home back porch, keeping it real. Don't matter what we do, I'm all good long as I'm with you. Are you down for a vacation? So baby, you're my favorite destination. Little you and me play, call in a couple days. Little Nas X, it's a Billy Ray Ray.
Hey.
Vacation.
Let me say this, guys. I wish it were worse.
No, it's so good.
I wish it were worse.
Yeah.
Because I would like to laugh and be like, ah, oh, that's so fun. It's actually pretty good. The lyrics are as summary as any other country song at the beginning.
I told him to add that White Claw. That was one of my lines came up with.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. One more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get that.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is Ray. Hold on. This is Raymundo's part. Hold on. Let me rewind it.
Favorite destination. Little you and me play. Call in a couple days. Little Nas X, it's a Billy Ray Ray.
Hey.
Vacation.
There you go. Yeah.
Don't get that FOMO from Instagram. Imagine these noodles are a catamaran and just flow. Go with the flow. They call me Bobby Bones, isn't Raymundo.
Favorite destination. Oh, yeah. Little you and me play, call in a couple days. Little Nas X and some Billy Ray Ray.
Hey.
Dude, I gotta tell you, it's actually good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know all the guys started laughing at you, but they're just being haters. Like Eddie and Lunchbox.
Wow, we're not hating.
Oh, I'm gonna roll the windows down.
I laughed at the White Claw line.
You guys both like laid your head down, like, come on.
No, because he's such a guy's guy, and the White Claw is like a sparkling drink.
That's what he does. He drinks the girl's
drink. I know he does.
Okay, so we're gonna be. I want to listen to that.
Guys, stop.
What? I want to roll the windows down and like drive to that vacation.
Everybody now, I say vacation. That's pretty good.
Are you down for a vacation.
The key to a hook song, because I have to break songs all the time, I'd like to, is that if you can sing it back after one play and actually get the feel.
And like this part, some little Nas X and some Billy Ray.
And what feels like a dumb lyric is always the lyric that sticks out the most, which is great.
Are you down?
I mean, think about it. She got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. Like, that's what we remember because it's like the odd lyric.
Yeah.
Dude.
Are you down for a vacation?
Ray Mundo's new song.
So baby, on my favorite destination.
Okay, that's good. Dude, that's pretty good.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So wait, what's happening with it? Is it up?
Yeah, let's do it.
No. Is it able to be streamed?
I got one of our buddies in the company. I said, hey, can we put this in the... So yeah, we're trying to do it.
Oh, it's not even up right now?
Yeah, it'll be good.
Okay, it may be up
like,
now.
Like, you can buy it? You can make money off that?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works out. But
if you're a third of a writer...
Bobby, you need to talk to him about this. It's good.
I know it is actually
so you need
good.
To consult him on life here.
Are you down for a...
He's not the singer, though. This other guy is. Eric Dodd.
He's still a part... Like, it's good.
Maybe we perform it live in the studio one day?
It's good. Yeah.
Are you down for a vacation? Baby on my face.
That's good. Raymond, I'm impressed.
I appreciate it.
I really was... You know, I'm hoping to joke on it a little bit. And we are joking on it a little bit because your rap's, you know.
It'll get to it real quick.
A little bit terrible. But
you like hearing yourself rap.
It's good.
That's so fun.
It's so fun. All right, there he is. Vacation. Yeah, it's my favorite destination. Everybody now, I say vacation. Wow. Morgan, number two, what do you think about that?
It was so good. I loved watching Ray the whole time. He was so proud of it, too.
Yeah, and he was proud of, like, his input, like the words he did, like the White Claw.
I'm into it. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, is in the glass room with a stack of news. Raymundo, what you got?
In Virginia, emergency crews rescued 5 men who were trapped in a cave after heavy rain blocked their way out during a camping trip. Luckily, these guys are okay. In Baltimore, there's a manhunt going on right now for a gunman who shot one person, left 7 injured when he opened fire near a church. The people were just having a Sunday cookout. And finally, in Seattle, a crane fell from a roof of a Google building, killing 4 people. Moments before, people spotted the crane swaying dangerously because of high winds.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Laura in Michigan, what's happening?
Hey, I'm so excited I got to talk to you guys.
We're excited you're on. What do you want to say?
I just really wanted to thank you, Bobby. You really inspired me because you keep telling everyone, like, you just got to go for it. You'll regret it if you don't. So because of you, I started a home bakery, and I had my first pop-up last weekend, and I sold out.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. And listen, I know it's nerve-wracking to think about doing something and failing. And you know, you're going to put it out there, and it's not going to work out. But... do you know how much more you'll regret it if you don't do it at all and just wonder if you're going to fail or not? Oh, my biggest regrets are that I didn't try things earlier. I wouldn't say not try things at all because I usually go after whatever I dream of. And most of the time I don't get it. But you don't see those. Mm-hmm. Public doesn't see things you don't get. But I'm proud of you, Laura. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And so what's going to happen? You doing another one?
Yes, I'm going to do one for Mother's Day. It's not exactly scheduled, but it's in the works.
What's your specialty?
I like making cakes and macarons.
We like cakes and macarons, too, mm-hmm. In case you're just around and you want to let us, you know, get a little something in there. Hey, thank you. Appreciate that call, Laura. I'm proud for you. And hope you have a good morning. Hey, Carrie in Ohio, what's happening?
Oh, nothing. It's kind of raining here.
Yeah, well, welcome to April, late April. You know what they say? Yeah. April
showers.
Showers
April
bring
rain
flowers.
Makes Bobby pain. And, I've made that one up.
Oh, okay.
What would you like to say, Carrie?
Have you found your date for the wedding this fall?
No, I haven't. It's in November, right?
Yeah, that's a ways.
It's a ways. And I would even be afraid to ask someone right now.
Yeah.
I kind of got in trouble with the girl.
Why?
Well, not trouble, but I have been working these last couple weeks. I've been really hitting it hard. And I kind of just checked out. Like, I have one super focus, which is work. And I've been checked out a little bit. And so, you know, that it's not a good thing for me to check out. Because it's not like I'm sitting here bathing in opportunity. So, yeah, whatever. I do not have a date is my answer.
Well, so how did she address that? She's like, well, I mean,
what happened to you?
It's kind of like you were all in and then you were like, bye?
Well, I don't know about all in, but it's like, hey, what's happening?
We were like available and then not?
Yeah. And I was like, sorry, I've been... And there isn't a good excuse, because if anyone's not available, then you shouldn't be available to them. I say that all the time. And it's my fault, but I got to reprioritize, you know?
Yeah, you got to figure that out.
I said after May 19th.
I was about to say,
when American Idol's over.
Yeah, you're going to be like, hey, what are you doing?
What's up? And I shouldn't be like that.
No, that's not fair.
But I don't have a date. It's a destination wedding in November. And I don't. You know what's interesting is that Morgan number two, did you show someone a picture of a guy that you're dating?
Yeah, I went on a date with a guy, and apparently everybody thinks he looks like my ex.
Yeah, exactly. Who said that?
I did.
Eddie did?
Yeah. Oh, I want to see.
Eddie's like, he looks exactly like her ex-boyfriend.
I mean, they could be twins, guys.
They couldn't be twins. I have a type. Let's put it that
way. What's your
way.
Type, Morgan, number two?
Apparently, it's a pretty guy.
Pretty guy.
I don't know. That's what I've been told.
Pretty. No, I thought he was like...
He's a manly dude.
Like, big dude.
Yeah.
But I didn't think pretty...
Like, I like when they're, like, put together, I guess.
What does that mean, put together?
Like, they dress well, they take care of themselves.
Who doesn't like that? Amy, look at this guy.
That's her ex-boyfriend. No, like, literally, I'm looking from afar, but it basically looks like him.
I told you guys.
Like, if I were to get up close...
So it's like a little bit meathead.
Oh, yeah.
With like, a little bit of... It's like meathead and gel.
Yeah,
hair gel.
And a tan with really white teeth.
Like, that's her thing. A little meathead, a little gel, and a little bit of tan. All right. Wait, you do you.
You do He's you. Cute, though.
Carrie, thank you.
Does he have a baby?
No, it's his nephew.
Oh, okay. All right, you never know. When people are holding kids in their Instagram, you got to find out if it's nephew, baby.
That's true. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
If you head over to Luke Combs' website, there's a countdown going on for like 9 days from now. He also tweeted 2 weeks, and fans are thinking it's about new music.
I would assume it's about new music. He just put out Beautiful Crazy, and that was on his last record. And it went number one, and he's put out nothing since, so I would assume that that's probably good speculation. I don't know, though. I haven't talked to him in a while. What else?
And then Kane Brown is doing a collab with pop artist Marshmello. They tweeted, this Kane Brown collab is going to shake the world. It's so fire.
What?
So fire.
A lot? That's a lot. Marshmello, by the way, maybe you know this song from pop radio. Here you go. So, he's the guy with the big marshmallow head who doesn't talk. He's actually a DJ, and he has a big smiley face on the marshmallow. That's Marshmallow. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the song is, but
it's fire, right,
and it'll shake the world. So, all right, what else? What do you got, Morgan, number two?
Thomas Rhett shared why being in the moment is important to him, as well as what his success means to him.
I've really just tried to live every day in the present. Being present this year is my like New Year's resolution, and not trying to think what's going to happen in 5 years from now. But, you know, if success for me is just always writing better songs and always playing better shows and you know, always trying to be the best dude that I can.
What I admire most about his entire, you know, description of life is that he's still on his New Year's resolution. And here we are, April 29th.
Nice.
That's what I admire most about the whole thing. That he's like, you know what? I'm still holding on to my New Year's resolution. Still doing it. All right, Morgan number two. Is that it?
Yep. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Chris Miracle was out for a drive when he looks to his right. He says, man, that looks like that's a car in the creek. See some taillights flashing. He gets out and a 77-year-old grandma had lost control of her car, veered off the road, and was in the creek. Couldn't get her door open. She goes, all I did is I turned on my hazards hoping someone would see me. I played gospel music and prayed.
Wow.
And Chris Miracle found me and saved me.
Chris Miracle.
What is that?
Huh?
Chris Miracle.
That's his name.
Oh, wow. I thought that was some kind of like God reference.
No, miracle. Like she said, she couldn't get out. She was submerged in the creek and said, I just turned on the gospel music, put on my hazards, hoping someone would see it, and prayed. And Chris Miracle came.
He's Chris Miracle.
That's the whole thing.
It's
he's
a
like,
miracle. It's Chris
pretty
Miracle.
Amazing.
Yeah.
If you had that name, you'd probably just wait around and look for miracles all the time. This could be a miracle. There you go. That's what it's all about. Hey, Tyler in Mississippi, you're on.
Hey, what's up?
Man, we're just hanging out. What's up with you?
Nothing. I'm just at work driving. I drive a truck every morning, and I just want to say I love listening to y'all guys.
Thanks, man. Where do you live in Mississippi?
Tupelo. South Hill, really, but biggest city is Tupelo near.
Well, man, I appreciate that. I think don't we all appreciate that, everybody?
Yes, we do.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Hey, man, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, too. I know that takes a little bit of effort out of your morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting right outside where I'm supposed to be delivering, waiting for y'all to answer, but... I just want to say I really do love, appreciate you guys. I mean, y'all make my morning every morning. Y'all are so funny and relatable.
Oh, there we go. He said it twice. He must really think it. Wow. He did it twice. Hey, bud, have a good day. Thank you very much. That's good news there for us, too. Tell me something good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Jersey. A man had a bag over his face, walked into a convenience store and said, give me some money. And he said, I don't have anywhere to put it. So the robber took the bag off his face. And so they got his picture right there. Boom. On camera. They put it on the news. Neighbor identified him. He was arrested. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Time for Amy versus Lunchbox. I'll ask Amy three questions that a lot of dudes would know the answers to. Here you go, Amy. Question number one. These are dude questions. Question number one. According to experts, how often should you have your car's tires rotated? According to experts, how often should you have your car's tires rotated?
Oh my gosh. I know that I've heard this before. I don't think it's a timeline. I think it's how many miles. You change your oil every 3,000 miles. You rotate your tires every 25,000.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Is that a lot of miles?
Wow.
Well, then I'm not rotating enough. What is it?
Lunchbox, you can...
Yeah, 5,000 miles.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's either 7,500 miles or 6 months. I would have accepted something near either one of those. Points there. Amy, question number two.
I'm like, every 3 years.
The cast was revealed for the new James Bond movie. Who will be playing James Bond for the last time?
Daniel Craig.
Correct. Did you see who's playing the villain?
Nope. Daniel Craig was a guest because he's the latest.
Remy Malek, the guy from Bohemian Rhapsody, is the villain in the new Bond movie.
Oh, cool.
1 point. Amy, next one up.
Is he from Robot, you mean, that guy?
Mr. Robot, yeah.
Yeah.
What cars company slogan is the ultimate driving machine? The ultimate driving machine. What's that?
The ultimate driving machine. I'm going to go with GMC.
Joe, GMC. Show me GMC. No, I'm sorry. Lunchbox, you can steal?
BMW.
That is correct. There we go. 1-1.
Oh.
Going over to Lunchbox now.
How did you know that?
Because
it's on every commercial.
Yeah.
Is that commercial on Netflix?
Lunchbox, the Honest Company, known for baby and body care, was founded by what celebrity?
Jessica Alba.
The Honest Company. Jessica Alba is correct.
That's good.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Is that Honest Tea? Is that hers?
No.
No, not Honest Tea.
That's the only thing.
That's
all
a guy.
I know. Oops.
Lunchbox. What morning show anchor announced last week that she's pregnant? What morning show anchor announced last week that she's pregnant?
On what platform?
What morning show anchor announced last week that she's pregnant? I guess if you can name one and prove it, you get it.
Anyone?
He's like, what platform? Channel 3 in Kansas City?
Minneapolis, Channel 4?
What national morning show anchor announced last week that she's pregnant?
Okay. I mean, I knew it right
I'm
away.
I'm giving him help.
Jenna Bush Hager.
Oh my gosh.
Correct. I know. I gave him a hint and he got it.
I got it. I knew it right away.
If I'd have flipped it, he'd flip out, but we got to play differently. All right, here we go.
How did you just guess Jenna Bush Hager out of nowhere?
Next question. Is it over? Oh, can't. Amy, I'm sorry.
Catch.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Amy's getting a little hit.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Because I don't know if you're talking radio, TV. Like, what am I talking
about?
Like,
anchor.
The only
Anchor's
anchor.
TV.
Like, TV
well,
anchor.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
yes.
Okay.
If it had been flipped, it'd be different.
Who cares? I got it right. Give me the next question. I'll get it right and win again. Take the question away.
Okay.
I don't
know. You don't have to get feisty.
Let's go.
Amy, just got a point.
Give me the next question.
He is the winner.
Give me the next question.
Amy, you be nicer.
I'm fine.
Amy, you get a yellow card for being a little huffy.
Wait, why do I get a yellow card?
I don't know. I feel like giving you one, too. Eddie, you get a yellow card, too.
Yeah, what did I do?
Everybody gets a yellow card. All right, there you go. There you go. Lunchbox wins. There he is again. There he is. Everybody's in trouble, though.
We all got kicked out.
You're all out of here.
And they stay there.
You've all been warned. Next week, Morgan number two, you get a yellow card. That's right. You looked at me funny.
Get out of here.
I'm the new sheriff in this town.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's Willie Nelson's birthday today. Oh, I love Willie Nelson.
I dedicate this song to all the girls I love.
So I have seven fun facts that you might not know about Willie Nelson, who, by the way, turns 86 years old today, has been on our show before. Eddie's interviewed him.
Yes.
I mean, I love Willie Nelson. And I'll say this. One of my top three favorite songs of all time is Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Come on.
Fun fact number one about Willie Nelson. He just started straight as a songwriter. He wrote Crazy for Patsy Cline. And
crazy.
This kick started his career as an artist.
I'm crazy for feeling.
Willie Nelson met Patsy Cline's husband, Charlie Dick, at Tootsie's Bar in Nashville.
So cool to me.
That night, Charlie liked a song of Nelson's he heard on the jukebox. So Willie's like, hey man, I'm going to play you this, this song I wrote called Crazy. And Willie Nelson was a struggling country singer and was just writing songs. And next thing you know,
crazy.
Patsy Cline cuts it because he met her husband at the bar.
I'm crazy for feeling.
However,
crazy.
Willie's version.
Crazy for feeling so lonely.
Fun fact too, Willie Nelson, before he became a full-time musician in the 1950s, was a door-to-door Bible salesman.
Oh, wow.
He also sold encyclopedias and sewing machines door-to-door. He said he would arrive, drive around, look for houses with swing sets in the backyard because it probably meant they had kids and could use a set of books.
Nice.
Love it.
Number three, his grandmother taught him how to braid hair. He's known for his famous bandana and pigtails, and he was raised by his grandmother who had long hair, and she taught him how to braid his sister's hair. So
that's why he has braids.
Started doing his.
That's why he has braids.
Fun fact.
Right?
You were always on.
He retired from music in 1972. He paid $14,000 to buy out his contract so he could retire to Austin, Texas and be done. But a year later, another record company came and said, come on, man, come on. So he did.
Yes.
Paid him $25,000, became Atlantic Records' first ever country artist. He's been playing the same guitar for 50 years.
Trigger.
Yeah.
That's the name of the guitar.
Look at you.
Wow.
He recorded the IRS tapes to pay off his tax debt. In 1990, the IRS raided his house and seized his assets. Everything except for?
Trigger.
Trigger, his guitar.
They were just being nice?
Listen, I don't know why.
They're probably what, like.
They were a fan.
They're probably like, oh, this is such a low right
guys
now.
Guys like Trigger alone.
This,
the $32 million bill is what Willie owed in taxes. $32 million.
Oh, my God. Willie.
Is one of the largest IRS.
Why? Why didn't you pay his taxes?
He forgot.
He would record a new album with the IRS receiving at least 15 cents on every dollar made. The result was the limited edition IRS tapes, Who Will Buy My Memories, which sold for $19.95 on cassette or CD or was purchased by dialing 1-800-IRS-TAPE.
That's funny.
And then finally, he wrote On the Road Again on a barf bag.
On the road again.
He was on an airplane, wrote it back in a barf bag.
Down the highway, we're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way.
Our way on the road again.
There you have Happy birthday, Willie. Woo! Man, we love you, man. I love Willie Nelson. 86 years old today. I can't wait to get on the road again. There you go.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So one third of restaurants and their whole gluten-free claims are false. So if you think you're going somewhere and you're getting something that's totally gluten-free, well, some research was done and 32% of all restaurant meals labeled gluten-free actually contained gluten.
I often wonder about the calorie counts too.
Yeah, I know, me too.
It's because probably assumptions,
like,
huh?
The chef might be like, this will taste so much better if I put one more tablespoon of butter. And they will never know.
And they're all made differently. Like, every meal is not made exactly the same. So it's just an estimation.
Sure.
But again, you have to think about it like that.
Yeah, and fun fact on one of my recent episodes of my podcast that I learned is something, if you order fajitas from a restaurant, you can say, hold the sizzle. You know what's fun about when your fajitas come out and it's like...
On the hot plate.
Yeah.
Hold the sizzle.
What do you mean that's
well,
the best
listen,
part?
Hold well,
the,
no.
Why would you do that? It's like saying, I'll take fajitas, hold the fajitas.
Well, I didn't know what caused the sizzle. I thought they were just fresh out and that was causing it to be all awesome. And of course, it's fun. But the sizzle is like it is for effect. And that's just like straight oil that they're putting on the plate right before they bring it out to you. Extra added unnecessary oil to make it be all tss.
Well, can you request a waiter to go tss when he rolls it out? That's not no oil. But can the guy like go tss?
Is this on a regular plate?
Yes. So I'm just saying, next time you order fajitas, you might want to be like, hold the sizzle, and it'll save you like fat and calories.
They might look at you so dumb if you say hold the sizzle.
Sure.
I've never even heard that was a thing.
Me neither until on my podcast. Someone revealed it to me. I was like, oh, thanks, Aaron. Okay, so just heads up. You may want to, if you legit have a gluten allergy or you're trying to watch your gluten, just know that you got to watch out for that. And 16 minutes of less sleep can ruin your entire day. And I only bring this up because you're like, okay, well, whatever, 16 minutes. But sometimes when you're lying in bed, you're like, I just should finish this episode. I mean, I've already started. I know it's my legit bedtime according to when I need to wake up, but I'll just finish the episode. And maybe that's the 16 minutes you could get right there. Just turn it off, go to bed. You can watch it later.
Does everyone feel like the next day after a bad night's sleep, they're fine?
It's
but
the
it's
following
the second day.
Yeah.
Do you guys, are you guys there in your lives yet or is it the next day?
Next day.
Oh, okay. Mine's, I start to feel it somewhere into the next day, but not right away. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't feel bad. I can do this. I can do this. And then the next day I'm like, I hate my life.
If I get a couple hours or 3 hours, I wake up and I'm kind of on fire. And just, it's my best.
Because you're just, I think your body kicks into like that
survival mode.
Fight or flight thing. And then.
But the day after.
Yeah.
And I may get a full night's sleep the night after. And I'm just dragging. But I wasn't always like that. I remember back in the day, I could sleep on the floor, no problem. Now today, if I just roll over like 8 degrees more, I'm like, I can't move. I'm old. What else?
So I saw this and it stuck out to me because my kids have just started doing extracurricular activities. But I saw that 62% of parents say that they are in debt because of their kids' activities, with 10% owing more than like $5,000 because of music, sports, gymnastics, dance, cheerleading, like all the things. And I was just like, oh, whoa, maybe as parents we need to step back and be like, dude, is that worth going into debt for? Probably not.
Well, I always wanted to be in the band. I couldn't be in band at school because I couldn't afford the instrument.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with basketball shoes. That's why I buy my school basketball shoes is because I couldn't afford the shoes. That's why I didn't play basketball.
I know.
So,
and you want your kids to have these experiences.
Right.
And I remember...
Or like, the opportunity to thrive in something.
Yes.
Maybe more so than experience. Because I often look back and go, what if I would have been able to play other... Or been involved in it? Maybe I would have found something I really loved and would have been better at it. But I think it's mostly about what can you put your kids in that maybe they'll take to more than just an experience.
Yeah. I wonder if when you're signing your kids up for stuff, we could go with the Dave Ramsey approach and be like, is that the best price you could give me? Because that might help. I mean, I'm just trying to think of ways for parents to like still be able to do it all for their kids, but not go into debt because it's got to be rough. You don't want to have your kid miss out. I remember my cheerleading stuff, my mom like freaking out when I became a cheerleader. She was like, okay, this is really expensive. But
when you came over to my house yesterday in that cheerleading uniform, I freaked out. I was like, what are you doing? It's from high school.
Why are you saying that I showed up at your house?
Wait,
in
that
my
didn't
cheerleading?
Happen?
No. Oh. Like, right, I still Amy. Do have it though.
I know. We came over yesterday. Like, let me do some
okay,
cheers.
Yeah. All right. Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This next story I love so much because it involves Chick-fil-A. I just love Chick-fil-A. But do you know the thing about Chick-fil-A, right? If it's Sunday,
It's closed.
They're not open.
Yeah.
They just don't open. So much so that Eddie and I, our band The Raging Idiots, have a song called Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful.
So that's the whole thing. There's sad music written about the concept they won't open on Sunday. Well, Danny, who is a young boy in Temple, Texas, was scheduled for surgery to remove a tumor in his brain on Monday, April 22nd, so about a week ago. The night before the operation, which is a Saturday night, he said, man, what's up? And he goes, well, I'd like to have some Chick-fil-A before the operation on Sunday. And the guy's like, no luck. They're
going
to be closed.
Yeah.
So the Chick-fil-A staff, so touched by the story, on Sunday, gathered him dinner, made him dinner, brought it up, and so did the mascot Doodle from the Chick-fil-A store.
Aww.
Yeah, and by the way, the surgery went great, and he's going to go home soon.
Love it.
So Chick-fil-A opened on Sunday. The mascot came, Doodle. And the surgery was good. So we should just trash this song.
No.
Oh, no?
Now keep it.
I'll keep it. All right.
But it's Sunday.
All right, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah, over to Amy right now. Let's get that morning corny in. Every morning at this time, by the way, you can take her joke and use it wherever you go to work or school. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't care.
The morning corny.
What do snakes take for their allergies? Antihistamines.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. There it is.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bone, come on.
I'm so proud of you, Amy.
You are?
Yeah, you go and you speak your first ever, what they call a keynote speaker. What were you speaking about in D.C.?
Well, about adoption. So there's a nonprofit called CASE, and they work with foster children, adopted children, and the families, and offer counseling and stuff. So I went to share my story of when we brought our kids home and the highs and the lows of it, and, you know, just... I knew I was going there and I was a part of the night, but then I got there and a woman introduced me to somebody else. She's like, oh, and this is Amy Brown, our keynote speaker. And I was
Oh,
I mean, I didn't know that that was my like title. And then, yeah, in the brochure, it's like special guest of honor, like Amy Brown. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like this is a little more, you know, I feel like I know my adoption story. So it's like fine. And I know Bobby's always like, be prepared. And I'm like, yeah, I got this. I'll just wing it. I mean, I got so nervous that I'm sitting, I mean, plus we're in DC, so there's all these politicians and judges and like just really nice fancy people, and like I'm sitting at my table like push the food out of the way, like I have a pen and a napkin and I'm scribbling stuff before I go on stage.
How did you do?
I did good. Yeah,
good.
Luckily, I mean, there was tears, there was laughter, there
did
was
did you cry?
I yeah, it was me.
Good.
Like, but I it was just like I did a good job holding it back. Like it wasn't too much, but I mean, I definitely got emotional. But then there were times where they also laughed. So I thought that was a good balance because I didn't want to be like Debbie Downer.
So you go and speak, not knowing you're the keynote speaker. You get up and you deliver. Give me in like 15 seconds, like what's the most powerful part of your story when you talk about your kids?
Oh man, I just think... the part probably what they're dealing with, like that they've been through so much, like my daughter especially, because she grew up with her mom for 5 years in the orphanage for 5 years and now with me for 5 years. So I just want to get in her little head and understand it, and probably how every night we make sure that she knows that she's loved, and I say I love you and she just says good night. So that's,
she doesn't say it back yet?
She doesn't say it back yet. She did give me that handwritten note that one time that I was almost like 100% sure was for her Haitian mom that said, I love my mom. But she said it was for me, but Sunday school made her do it. So we'll see. But I think she's starting to accept my love, but she hasn't said it back to me.
You're going to, hey, okay, just a bit of advice from someone who struggles with the same thing that your daughter struggles with, just in different ways. You know, and I bounced around a little bit and was adopted a little bit. My, you know, I didn't have a, it wasn't her situation, but mine's, you know, we're having a similar-ish path, right? When she says it, don't freak out.
I know.
Don't. Just be like, just tell her you love her, thank you, and move. But if you make a big deal about it, she's not going to do it again. Because
I know.
She's,
I made a huge deal about the card she made at Sunday school. Like, I totally lost my chill.
Don't, because then she won't feel comfortable doing it next time because she won't want the theatrics of it every time.
I know.
So when she says it to you, you can go out of the room and cry all you want, but you say it to her.
I mean,
one day going to say it back and you're going to melt on the inside and you do what you do and be like, good night, and walk out of the room and then handle it. Handle your own personal business.
Yeah. I would say it's not even so much that I need her to say it back to me. I just so badly want her to know that she's wanted and she's loved and she's cared for. Because I know, and a lot of foster and adopted kids spoke at the gala as well. And hearing their stories, I couldn't help but sit at my table and cry because I was like, that's my daughter and my son up there. They have a story. They have hurts. They have pains. And something that was universal is they all didn't have they didn't feel like they had an identity. They didn't know who they were. And they didn't know if they were loved. Ugh.
It's going to happen. And when it does, you have to control it.
Yeah.
And not just in front of her. Because, if you make a big deal, she's not going to want that big deal every time. Because as someone who did not have an opportunity to be vulnerable because it wasn't allowed, because you couldn't be vulnerable because you're in survival mode all the time.
Yeah.
That when you finally do allow yourself to be vulnerable, you don't want that to be this part. You just want it to be normal.
I get it. I'll be normal.
No, you won't, but just
yes,
try.
I'll
you
try.
Won't. All right.
I'll try.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Man, this is so weird. A guy snuck into his ex-girlfriend's house and then lived there in secret for 3 weeks and then confronted her in her bedroom.
No.
Can you imagine?
I cannot.
The 31-year-old man allegedly moved into the attic of the 37-year-old woman in Pittsburgh. Shout out, Pittsburgh.
Shout out.
Everybody listening, I'm big. Wait, listen, love you.
What time
is weird. Yeah. He was banned from contacting her because of abusive behavior. The alleged victim first became suspicious that someone was living there because she found a blanket in the corner of her basement. And she was like, wait, what? This is not my blanket. Why is it in the basement? So this dude had got down there. She noticed a toilet seat had been left up at a home that it was just her and her two daughters. So why would the toilet seat be left up? So far, there's a blanket and a toilet seat. But this guy's a bad... Listen, I haven't written the book on living in someone's house secretly, but those are things you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, she was alone in the house cleaning the kitchen when she heard her cat moving around upstairs. And then when she went to look, she found him standing in her bedroom.
Oh.
So,
wow.
Not cool.
It's not cool. He allegedly grabbed her and said, hey, get over here. And she broke free, ran downstairs. When police arrived, they found him hiding under a pile of clothing. Again, terrible at hiding. You just jump under clothes and close your eyes.
On top of yourself.
If I can't see me, they can't see me. He told officers he'd been sleeping in the attic. Because he just needed a place to stay.
Yoker. Oh, yeah.
No, bull crap. No, bull crap. Anyway, and can you imagine, like, first of all, finding out someone had been living there and how just
violated
you would feel. And then for him just to be there when you walked into your room and to grab you.
Yeah, that's scary.
Luckily, he didn't do worse. Well, luckily, he didn't, like, actually harm her. Like, she was able to get away.
Yeah, luckily, he just needed a place to stay, so...
That's what he says. Yeah. He's just looking for a place to stay. I'm glad everybody's here. Thanks for hanging out with us. I want to play, let's do a loving love song. A beautiful crazy.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about crazy and beautiful. Like, it's just a fine line. I was talking to a friend about this the other day, about dating. It was Nikki Glaser who did my podcast. She's a comedian. She did the newest episode of the Bobbycast. And I was like, there's a fine line between thinking someone's bold and awesome and crazy and nutty. And that fine line is simply if you're attracted to them. Because the same person that you're not attracted to, doing something big and bold, you're like, oh, that's psycho. Driving by my house to see if I'm home, I don't even like him. That's psycho. Driving by my house to see if I'm home, oh.
That's so sweet.
He might be the one.
He's checking on me.
Right. That's it's such funny. A fine line. Yeah.
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 Bobby Bones.
There's a viral thing online right now where you just list your last 5 jobs. And just give a couple words about each of them. So I'll go first. Here are my 5 jobs that I've had in my life. Golf course maintenance. It was early and it was dirty. I also was a waiter. Learned so much about life and depending on people to actually pay my bills. But they're tipping. I worked at a marina and I pumped gas and moved. I learned a lot of like fix it up skills at the marina. Like learn how to fix things a little bit. I was kind of manly then. I worked at Hobby Lobby. You know, lots of crafts.
Yeah.
I got a great song about it coming out on a new album called Hobby Lobby Bobby. That was a fun one. Retail's fun. And then finally radio, which obviously is what I'm doing now and I love. But those are my last five jobs. Golf course maintenance, a waiter, kind of a mechanic, fix it all at the marina. And then I worked at Hobby Lobby doing retail and then radio. Amy, you?
I was a hostess. That was my first job ever. So, and it was at Lone Star Cafe. And I thought I would maybe make it to waitress, but never
did.
You did it?
No. Oh, no.
I was really good at sitting people, though. And, you know, I was good at my job. Then in college, I was a weight loss counselor. I wasn't very good at it, but basically, I just weighed and measured people when they came in, and then I'd look at their food diary and tell them that Menudo and Oreos probably wasn't on the plan. And then I also worked the front desk at Gold's Gym, which was after I graduated college, so a high for me.
Were you good at that one?
Well, everyone else working the front desk with me was 16 at the time, and I had I was like 22 or something.
But were you good at it?
I was really good.
There you go.
I would always welcome you and make sure you had a towel. And then I worked in Granite Sales,
which is where we met.
Awesome. And that's when I met Bobby. And then my next job after that was radio. And
there it is. Then here we are. Here we are. One of my favorite new songs, and I love this song, I've been playing nonstop, is this song from Pink and Chris Stapleton called Love Me Anyway. Here's a clip of it here. I love that song so much. It may be one of my favorite new songs in the history of my whole life in the last week or so. And so the guy who wrote this is the guy. Let me tell you what he's written. So Tom Douglas wrote it, who's been at my house for a Bobby cast. He wrote The House That Built Me from Miranda Lambert. Here's, if I could touch this place, so feel it. Lady Antebellum, Run to You. That's when I run to you. Raise Them Up, Eric Church, Keith Urban. Here you go. Raise them up, trophy high. Raise them up to the sky. Meanwhile, Back at Mama's from Tim McGraw. Back at Mama's, the porch lights on. Come on in if you wanna. Supper's on the stove. So think about this. You have a Pink song with Chris Stapleton. Tom Douglas is a songwriter. He's written basically every massive country song that I played right there. Do we play that song? Is it, the song is a complete, super authentic story. I mean, you can't have a countryer song. Pink's also been on a number one country song with Kenny Chesney before.
Yeah.
Like, what about this should we not play? Because it's going to be the big controversy. I don't understand how we don't play this song. It's so good. She's been on a number one country song. This Chris Stapleton's on it. Tons of number one country songs. Tom Douglas wrote the song. Written number... Even if you say Pink's a pop, like 90% of it's pure country. Convince me otherwise.
No, I'm not.
Thank you.
I'm not.
Thank you. This is my new favorite song. I'm going to play it right here. I'm going to buck the system. I'm removing Lil Nas X from my forcing it down everyone's throat list. It's now going to this.
Off the list.
Yeah. I still like that one, though. Bobby Bone, come on. The new Avengers movie came out. I haven't seen it yet. Really looking forward to it. Eddie, who had seen zero Avengers movies, and I guess you didn't even start.
I didn't, and I thought I would have time to do it, but I did not. So I went into the movie not knowing a single thing about Avengers.
So you didn't have the, oh my goodness, I can't wait to see how it ends. You
Correct.
Just went to watch a movie.
Yeah, it was a brand new movie.
What'd you think about it?
I loved it, Bones. It's awesome. I got the backstory from my son. I think all I needed was to know how the last movie ended, and then I can catch on. And dude, I cried twice.
What?
I cried in a movie about superheroes that I knew nothing about.
Mike D, you've seen every Avengers movie.
Every single one.
And what did you think of it?
I thought it was great. I cried too.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Between Game of Thrones, which I didn't get to see last night yet because Idol, and Avengers, I have so much nerd to do. I can't wait. I can't wait. So, but Eddie, how many? What's your rating?
Oh, I'll give it 5 Captain America shields.
Wow, Mike D.
5 out of 5 Infinity Stones.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's great. I
Nerds
can't wait.
Unite, man! I love it. I know, that's so exciting. How about that?
Something to look forward to.
Let me recommend this. By the way, there's a new podcast up. A new Get Real with Caroline Hobby. She talks with Tatiana Hauser, who is Randy Hauser's wife. And by the way, she's Australian. So when you hear the accent, just know that Randy Hauser's wife is Australian. And she said she was set up with Randy Hauser by a friend. Here, listen to this.
I can't even remember what we're talking about. And all of a sudden, this guy at the bar, like right next to us, just turns around.
So he's just there waiting for you.
He's just waiting, yeah.
Stop. That is romantic.
He like slid into the booth next to me and put his arm around me. That was it.
And then she said they were inseparable for the next week because she didn't fly back to Australia. Here you go.
We literally were barely apart for the next week.
Okay.
Like, I still remember we would stay up all night just talking. Like, it sounds crazy, but I still remember times where we were so exhausted and we would start to fall asleep and we'd wake up because we felt like we were wasting time together.
Listen to that.
Wow,
love.
That's quite the love story.
That podcast is called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. And she interviews Tatiana Hauser this week. Yeah, Get Real with Caroline Hobby. I wonder what it's like laying in bed talking with Randy Hauser. Ooh,
ain't never felt love like this.
Running out of moonlight.
Play me a Randy Hauser clip, Raymond. If you have one over there.
Hair down, get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down.
There you go. Anyway, check out the episode of the podcast, Get Real with Caroline Hobby. She talks to Tatiana Hauser this week.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Oh man, this is a time where social media is awesome. So there's this little dog named Oliver, a shelter dog, and he was waiting to be adopted, but he only had hours before he was actually scheduled to be euthanized because nobody wanted him, and that's just part of it sometimes. Well, they put a picture of Oliver up on social media. His picture got shared more than 9,000 times, and eventually the right people saw it. They wanted Oliver, and they went and adopted him and saved his life. Yeah, people just were like, okay, we can't let this happen. So spread, share. Boom, Oliver got a home.
I like that. There's only a few instances where spread, share works and is good.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go. Uh-huh. Let's go over and talk to Liz in Missouri. Hey, Liz, hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and tell y'all how much I appreciate you. I listen to you every morning.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you for being a part of the show, and hopefully we'll catch back up with you soon, all right?
Yes, thank you, guys.
All right, have a good day. See you later. There she is. There you go. That's what it's all about right there. Little Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ingrid Andress.
Brand new artist, Ingrid Andress, is in here. I tell you, I played your song, I guess it was last week at some point, and I have a lot of artist friends that, at this point, another artist, you know?
Right.
But that being said, I'll call him out by name. Jake Owen texts me. Do you know Jake Owen? Have you ever met him?
I have not.
Okay, so Jake Owen, he goes, you know, Beachin'. You know that song?
Yes.
Okay. He texted me and he was like, love that song, and I'm a huge fan of her.
Oh, wow.
And then Ryan Hurd, do you know who Ryan Hurd is?
I do, yes.
Okay, so he also was like, holy crap. So after I played your song and said I was such a huge fan of your song, all my other friends were like, we're huge fans too. We haven't met her yet. And I was like, book her up. Let's get her up here. So we're very happy that you came in.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So what's your story? Where'd you grow up?
Highlands Ranch, Colorado.
That's near what?
Mountains.
Ah, yes. Because we're on in Denver. Our show's on in Denver.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that near Denver?
It is. Yeah, it's like 30 minutes south of Denver.
So you lived in Denver for a while. Was your dad was a coach with the Rockies?
He was, yeah, a strength coach.
How cool is that?
It was really cool. I got to rollerblade around the stadium when it was empty, so.
You mean any cool players back then?
Todd Helton was probably the nicest, for sure. I mean, all of them are great. Matt Holliday. Shoot, now I'm playing favorites.
No, that's okay.
All of them
I know,
are great.
I know Matt Holliday. He's a good dude.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Holliday's a dude when I went up to him.
I know. You grabbed his bicep.
When we're friends. Because he's huge. Your dad probably did that. Your dad probably made him that strong.
Bobby's like, yeah. casually, nonchalant. Normally you'd like shake hands, whatever. Right. And Bobby's like, go straight for the arm because he really wanted to squeeze it.
I also know him.
I know, but you wanted to feel it.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Are they real? That's exactly it. But listen, Ingrid Andress here. I think we should start with the song that I played, if you don't mind. Are you loose? Do you have your tone? What are you working with over there? What's that one called?
This one's the Royal Grand. We do have Jazzy Joey.
Ooh.
We want to go with that one.
I do like Jazzy Joey.
I know.
I wonder who Joey is. Go ahead. Okay. What else you got? Sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the vibe.
That's like Prince. And if the elevator, let's go crazy. What about, do you ever watch Friends?
Yeah, I do.
You know when Ross would play on the keyboard and he'd be like, chum, chum.
That was his whole performance.
Yeah, that was his whole performance. Do you have one of those?
Let's see. I don't.
By the way,
so.
This is how. By the way, we don't even have a place to set a keyboard. She walked in and put it on the table, and then now she's playing because she's just rolling with it.
It doesn't look like.
Oh, that's kind of one.
Nope.
Okay.
We're back.
Well, next time you find that one, we'll do a special performance,
a laser show just for you guys.
Ingrid Andress is here. And so the song that was first introduced to us from you was Ladylike, and that's the one that I played. And so if you don't mind, would you mind giving us some of that?
Of course.
All right, here we go. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Come on. Woo!
Wow, you're so good.
So good.
Wow, you're so good.
Well, I have this thing where I can't look at some. Oh, I hate to ruin it because some people come in, like, it's hard to look at them when they play because they're not that. Some people will come in and won't be that good. And I'll just kind of look away. But you were so good. It was so good. I was looking at you the whole time.
And that's why I wasn't looking at you because
it's just
I was
weird.
Like,
we're so
do
close
I
to
do?
Each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. I'm like,
yes.
Oh my God, this is going to be so intimate if we just stare at each other the whole time.
And I, that is true. That's, Amy, say something. That's so good, huh?
Yeah. I was watching him watch you and yeah, it gets awkward.
Wow.
It gets,
yeah,
it gets awkward if I see him turn and do something. I'm like, okay, maybe this is
I just don't
so
have
well.
It in me to
but yeah.
to fake it.
I'm with you.
And because I'm a guy like, whoa. Listen. Ingrid Andress is here. Piano your thing? Is that?
It is, yeah. I started playing when I was 6. My mom taught me, and I hated it at first because she made me practice all the time, but now I'm really grateful that she did. I took a break from it and played drums for a second, and then that didn't go well, so I came back to piano.
So if you're at a place and there's a piano, is there pressure on you to be the one to get up at the party and play something on the piano? Because, like, here, play the piano.
I mean, luckily everybody kind of knows not to ask me because then I'll just be like, I'll throw a fit and be like, no.
You'll be like, no, yes. I don't want to play the piano. See,
exactly, yeah.
If someone said, okay, Ingrid, there's a piano, you have to play something. Like, what would you get up and play? What song reminds you of like fun if you were just a...
I mean, I was like a big emo girl, so like, I mean, Coldplay, The Scientist was one, and I tried playing Clocks one time, but... Yeah, I was more of like a Evanescence, Coldplay, sad child.
Yeah, me too. I'm
oh, yeah.
That's
right
me.
Up,
that's right in my house.
Yeah.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ingrid Andress.
So this new single that you have, can you play a little bit of it on piano before we play the actual track? Do you
yeah,
know it?
Sure.
Does it? Give us just a little bit
Do
of
you
it.
Know it?
Yeah. Well,
Do you know
well,
your
well, sometimes
own
song? Someone will come in and have a guitar and they're like, well, I don't really play this on guitar.
Oh.
They only played on flute, so that gets awkward.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You sound so talented.
So the song is called More Hearts Than Mine.
It is.
I just want to hear a little bit of it, stripped down.
How would I play you the chorus?
You play this. I threw this on you so you can do whatever you want.
All right. If I bring you home to mama, I guess I better warn ya. She falls in love a little faster than I do. And my dad will check your tires, pour your whiskey over ice, and take your finger, pretend that he don't like you. Oh, if we break up, I'll be fine. But you'll be breaking more hearts than mine.
Come on, so good.
Oh, wow. I kind of want to know more.
Well, we'll play it. We'll play some in a second. So when you were... You went to Berklee School of Music?
I did.
And so Kara DiAguardi was your teacher?
Yes, she taught a pop songwriting class there for a semester, and she scouted me out.
And so what is she, because I would know her from American Idol.
Yes.
Because she won on American Idol as one of the judges for a while.
Yes.
And so what does she say to you?
She is a boss, and she basically told me when she first met me, she was like, you're good, but like you're not that good yet. So you have to get better. And I was like, okay. And she's like, you're not the only female blonde singer in the world, so you better learn how to songwrite. I was like, oh my God, I'm not.
Did you guys have a relationship prior, or was this the first conversation that you ever had?
This was like after weeks of her listening to my music and her being like, I think you need to pursue this, but you're not that great yet. And I was like, there's the American Idol judge coming out.
So then what does she tell you to do? Move to Nashville?
No, I kind of just did that on my own. She was just, you know, Nashville was I knew it was the songwriting capital of the world. And I was like, well, that's a quick drive from Boston. It's better than LA. So I was just like, there are too many legends that live in Nashville, songwriting wise, for me not to live there.
And when did you get here? How long you been here?
5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been here for a minute.
Oh, it's weird that you've been here for that. So what have the last 5 or 6 years you've been hanging out writing songs?
Yeah, I went out to LA a lot to write for other artists, like pop artists. And so, but I learned to songwrite here. I just kind of like songwriting everywhere, though. So I didn't just stay here for that long. I just kept traveling everywhere. So I still feel new here because I'm gone all the time.
Ingrid Andress, and we're going to play More Hearts Than Mine. And you're really good. How about that? That's really all I have to
Thank
say.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say some things about you. Play me out here on the keys. Just play me a little something as I talk over you. Go ahead. All right. That is Ingrid Andress. You can follow her on Instagram at Ingrid Andress. She played Ladylike earlier, and now she has a song called More Hearts Than Mine. That's right, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it right now. And it's about bringing a guy back home for the first time to meet the family, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm nailing this.
You are. Look at you go.
And here it is on the Bobby Bones Show. All right, thank you very much. There it is. Bobby Bones, come on. Valerie in Wichita, what's happening?
Hey, driving to work. How are you?
I'm real good. I appreciate you being on the phone. What's happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say that I love your new Jesus Knows song. I will be singing that all day long and telling all of my patients about it.
Oh, your patients. So what do you do?
I'm a dental hygienist.
Oh.
And I literally talk to you or about you to my patients.
So it'd be interesting having a dental hygienist, like, as a family or friend, because I would always be like, hey, what's this in my mouth?
Yeah.
Hey, will you clean? Do you ever just clean your friends, like, at the house?
Well, no, I could lose my license for that.
Of course, I mean, no.
Or just
not.
Like, can you help them floss? Because y'all are really good at that.
Oh, do you ever just floss your friends?
Yeah.
I try. I even offer to do it for my husband, but he won't let me.
Oh, man, I would let you every night.
Yeah, I would just go to sleep and open my mouth. Yeah. All right, when I wake up, I expect to be fully flossed.
Because, I mean, you're getting it done.
How long have you been a dental hygienist, Valerie?
8 years.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you liking our new song, Jesus Knows. We wrote it from the heart. We were literally sitting around the house, me, Eddie, and Brandon Ray, having a life talk, and we go, man, no matter what you do, Jesus knows. And that's where the song came from. And that...
Jesus knows.
So, yeah, check it out. It's up if you want to stream it or download it. We play it here, too, now. Thank you very much, Valerie. Hope you have an awesome day at work.
Thank you very much.
All right, see you later. Bobby Bones. Yeah. You know what they call me, right?
Country music's youngest historian.
That's right. So on this day in country music, here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in country music.
35 years ago today, The Judds released Mama, He's Crazy, which went on to be their first number one, and it was their first of 14 number one country songs.
Wow.
And it was so good, and here is Mama, He's Crazy.
Mama, he's crazy.
So good. It was only the second country number one by a female duo ever. Now, previously, the Davis sisters had made it to number one on the country chart in 1953 with their song, I Forgot More Than You'll Ever Know. Here's a clip of that.
I've forgotten more than you ever know about him.
What a dig. Holy cow.
Got him.
Wow. That's like two rappers like battling each other, but that's like in the 50s from the Ryman.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, so there have been two other female duos that have done ahead of number one in the 2000s up to today. Can you name either one of them? Give me a little game music, Raymundo.
From when to when?
There were two other female duos that had number one. There were the Davis sisters from back in the way day.
Yeah.
The Judds. And there are two others, we'll say from 2000 to today. The other two have been from 2000 to today. Can you name either one of the duos?
Female duos.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie and Tay.
Did someone feed you that?
No.
Do you promise?
No, no one fed her.
I promise you.
I saw you look up.
Yeah, okay. Because I was like looking at people like, I can't think of any.
I believe you.
Okay.
Maddie and Tay, correct. 2014 with Girl in a Country Song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like I were good for. All right. One other one.
A female duo?
Mm-hmm. Now, I give you a hint here. One of them was a pop artist that turned country.
A pop artist that turned country.
Huh?
And she's half of a duo.
Yep.
In Nashville, or country.
Yeah. She lives back in Nashville now again. Her partner, I'm not so sure about. Eddie, do you have a guess?
I have no clue, Bones.
Because it's two girls, not a girl and a guy.
Right.
Right. It's two girls.
Give us another hint.
She had a bunch. This song is in 2006. She had a bunch of pop hits. She was a big deal in pop. She was a solo pop artist. And then she went over to country and had a duo, a duo, duet, whatever.
Okay.
This is hard, Amy.
What's the hint about the other person in the duo?
You don't know who she is.
Well, okay. That's helping me. But they have a group name together.
Yeah, they have a group name, not two people. They have a group name. Like, it's something that you would do with your car.
Drive. Brake. Drive.
Crash.
Wreck. Reckless. Nope. Wrecker. The Wreckers.
There you go.
Really?
Leave the pieces from the record. Yeah. Michelle Branch. There you go. Hit that clip, Raymundo.
And it's all right. Yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road.
Come on.
When you go.
There you go. Those are the four. The Judds, the Davis sisters, the Wreckers, and Maddie and Tay. Michelle Branch, pop girl.
Got it, yeah.
Went to country. Back in the day when nobody cared what you had done in the past, just sing a song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the good old days of 2006.
Ah, yes.
Back when Lil Nas X was country. and he was also like two.
Yeah.
All right, that being said, we got to go. Amy, what's up today?
I am interviewing a therapist for my podcast about saying no and like having boundaries for yourself. So I am so pumped about this because I feel like I'm going to get a lot of advice for myself.
I need to listen to that one.
Like, it's going to be good. What do you have going on?
I'm just flying back home. I finished the show. I have a photo shoot for a TV project I have coming up and then back home, which is great because I was only out here for a few days in California. Let me say thanks to Ingrid Andrews for stopping by. She was so good. How about that? So good.
So good.
Thank you. What's that from?
So good. Is that a song? So good. Oh, Jerry Jeff Walker or So Good.
No, it's from Jesus Knows from the Raging Idiots. When we talk about Totino's Pizza.
Close to Jerry Jeff Walker.
Thank you very much.
It's also Sangria Wine.
Nope.
That's what it
is. It's just us. All right.
So.
Have a great day. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye, everybody. Yeah,
Bobby Bones. Mr. Bobby Bones.